is a funny moment. This is one of those things where it was rather unexpected. And now there's going to be a lot of, not that I don't talk about myself on this show, but now there's going to be other people talking about me on this show that know my secrets. And this is a problem. Now, you know, for years and years and years and years, Allstate has been our partner here at WGN, right? Mm-hmm. The Allstate Skyline Studio, the many, many, many years and, you know, Hometown Voices and all of that. Mm-hmm. And in all of those, we talk to Allstate agents about their communities and what goes on and how they interact with communities, because that's part of the Allstate ethic, right? Well, as it turns out, and I've been an Allstate customer for, since I was 22 years old. And it turns out that they just sent in my insurance agent into the studio. And I don't know how, I'm not 100% sure how I feel about this, but we have it. Marianne Viola is with us, and she is, I started with your dad. This is one of these stories that is really an amazing thing. When I first got married, my daughter was first born. I first got married, which is about, they were about 3 hours apart, those two blessed events. I ended up getting through my new in-laws the Viola Insurance Agency, which is in on the northwest side of the city of Chicago. And Tony, your dad, was my agent for many, 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 many years. And it's a family kind of a thing, right? And purchasing a car or, you know, renter's insurance or any of the kinds of things that I needed, I'd always call Tony.
Oh, they have new categories that you, just because of things that you've lived through and done.
I think there's no question about that. I would call the agency.
We have the Rogan pamphlet over there.
As Marianne knows, I like cars.
Yeah.
And I like to, and every once in a while I bang into things. Mm. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
I like houses, and every once in a while something goes wrong.
You bang into things.
Yes, I bang into things. I used to call, and her dad, Tony, would literally pick up the phone and goes, "What happened now?"
Yeah.
And this, I don't even know if it was before caller ID. I'm not even sure. He knew my voice when I would call, which was the most amazing thing. It would always pick up the phone.
Bro, we're not painting a line down the middle of the house. We'll figure something else out.
So when, Marianne, when your dad brought you in, or you came into the family business here, the Allstate business, did he warn you about me?
No, he just told me what a wonderful customer you were.
Yes.
Did you meet him through Sears Tower? Where did you first meet him?
I met him through my in-laws, first in-laws, and because they had... he was their insurance agent, and it was something. It was an amazing experience, and that's why when I came here and Allstate was our presenting sponsor and all of that, it was so easy for me because I've had such a great 3 decades run with the company because of the customer service and because of your dad who passed away 2 years ago now, right? It was an amazing man. It just is one of those things where you always knew you were. There was a guy that had your back. And it was whatever happened, whether it was an accident or, we had a flood a couple of years ago, whatever. I would just call and go, what do I do?
Mm-hmm. I want to ask Marianne, because you mentioned that you lost your father just a couple of years ago, but you've been doing this for quite a while. He must have been really proud that you wanted to go into the business,
Think. It was a wonderful family thing. Mm. So 15 years ago, I was in another job, and I had an 8-month-old son. And in that other job required some travel, which is very hard when you have an 8-month-old son.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked to my dad and said, hey, what do you think? So came over, got licensed, learned about insurance, learned about Allstate. And the best part was learning about his book. My dad started in a Sears store, which is where a lot of Allstate agents used to be housed in Sears store.
At Harlem and Irving?
He was in Six Corners.
Sears
store. About that.
And to this day, we still have people who came to him from the Sears store. Yeah.
That's neat.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was, and that's the thing. I mean, once you have an insurance agent, I know that there's a lot, you watch TV and there's all these commercials for all these, companies that, where there's some primordial animal telling you to do something. And it's fine.
Or the guy from Whiplash, you know. JK, I don't care. I mean, I like him, but I don't know what happened. They're showing a lot of bad things happening.
There is a big difference between having an insurance agent and calling into an 800.
There really, really is. I have to say that. And it's an important thing. And Ro, you mentioned your in-laws. And I'm sure, Marianne, that's got to be one of the great things is when you get those referrals that are because you become part of the family. And, of course, you talk to a lot of these families sometimes in the best of times, sometimes not in the best of times. So they really want to trust you. And it's got to be great when you get those referrals, generational as well.
And, you know, so the people in the Sears store talk to my dad, and now it's their child, their niece, their nephew, their grandchildren. And, you know, you're with them through all those stages of their life.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, my daughter is a customer. You know, it's like it moves along. And then, but the problem is that Marianne knows too much about me. That is ultimately the biggest problem that I have right now.
That's why
now.
You'll never leave.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. That's true.
She's been through a lot. I mean, when you stop and you think about the changes, just the VIN number changes.
Well, yeah.
You know, that alone. You know, are you know, enough to have her go, oh my God, I can't keep doing this. Thank God there's email now. I used to just call your dad, and your dad would, you know, take down the VIN numbers, and then he would read them back. He was really good. He was like a cop almost in his ability to be able to do that. And he'd read it back to me so fast. I'd go, I can't keep up with my own.
Oh my gosh.
But, all right, so, and, you know, we always talk about the community, and it's the northwest side of the city, right? Which is, you know, what your community has been.
Yes.
And that's one of the things that Allstate encourages you, some might argue requires, but it's not really a requirement for most of the people who do this job because they want to be.
Right.
Because it's a great way to be, you know, to be the person that's, again, there for the best of times and the worst of times.
Right. For me, it's nice. I live a mile from the northwest side, so I grew up there. So it's my high school, my grammar school, my Panera, my, you know, it's everything every day. And all the people who know you and work with you stop by to make payments and stop by, I had a problem, stop by, my 15-year-old is getting his license. What does that mean? So it's nice. It's nice to be part of the local community.
That is a scary thing, isn't it?
It is a very scary thing.
Yes. You went through that. You and your dad went through that with me, you know, trying to figure out how to, you know, when the kids are old enough to drive. What's going to happen to my insurance? And, you know, no matter who your insurance company is, it's not a good answer. It's not what you want to hear, right? It is tougher. But, man, there's nothing better than when they get off that policy.
Absolutely.
That is the best. There are certain days of your life that are great. And when your kids get off your car insurance policy is one of them.
Yes.
Yeah, so
we're gonna drop that zero.
Yeah, because not only was I calling about myself, I was calling about her too. Hey, you know, remember that? Yeah, she's the one that actually can verify that I've always had Chevy Blazers, one way or the other. Right? Mm-hmm. There was always a Blazer involved that had to get insured. So back to the community for a second though. What in terms of the sorts of things that. You guys, you sponsor everything from, little league teams to things like that. What do you see the emergent thing is for the communities that they really need, that community charity work needs to be established?
You know, what's nice about Allstate is they let you pick kind of what's near and dear to your heart. So my child was adopted. So for me, I work with our local, the place we adopted my son from.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a nice thing. And, you know, with social media today, you can touch so many different people in so many ways.
Isn't that the problem?
Allstate is very, very helpful with what we can post and what we can select from to talk to our customers.
Oh,
nice.
That's excellent. All right. Is there, other than the close to $1 million I paid in premiums to Allstate... there's been a lot. There have been some things.
Listen, it's not only coverage, it's peace of mind, Ro.
Yes.
Through the decades.
Well, that is true.
I'm covered.
That is true. I think I have lived an interesting life and dynamic. Would you say dynamic?
Yes, that's a good word.
That's the word. It was so funny.
You're not like Ma and Pa Gunderson who walk in one day, the age of 20, and then when they're 77, you hear from them one more time. You know, Ro's always got something.
Right, my doctors, my lawyers, and my insurance agent, they're the first three that get called in every circumstance.
We're in your wallet.
Right. I know your number by heart. I mean, it's like, it is, you know, now that it's in my phone, I used to, this is the truth. When we had the dumb phones, which now is a long time ago, I totally knew that, you know, Tony and I almost, there was almost a moment where I would think things and then your dad would just call me.
Speed dial.
Yeah, it was like, oh my God, I know what just happened. What did you do now? he literally would say to me, now what? Is the way he would
answer
the
phone. I swear that tree wasn't even there yesterday, even though it's a 100-year-old oak. Pretty sure it got moved.
And then he would say, all right, kiddo. And that was the end of the conversation. Is at the end of every conversation.
Letting you know.
All right, kiddo. And then he would hang up the phone.
That's great. I love that.
Oh, man. He was just the best. And he was great for the community, too. And it was funny because, you know, you'd meet people and you'd talk about it. Sometimes your insurance comes up. It, you know, often in my conversations, it does. It, you know, at a T-bone intersection. And to me, it's amazing how many people your family and your agency touched, Marianne.
Thank you. Appreciate
it's really something.
That.
So, all right, the Viola Insurance Agency, or is it? I've always said Viola. Is it Viola?
That's fine.
That's fine.
Just, you know, Viola? There's another Viola Insurance Agency, too. So, my dad's brother was an agent, and his son is an agent.
Oh.
So, there's a lot of Violas in Allstate.
That's very nice.
Yes.
So, that, if you, it's just go to Allstate. And if you're on the Northwest side, I mean, it's, it doesn't matter. Is it regional?
I don't even know. But always stop by and say hi.
Yeah, that's the thing, Viola. The Allstate.com for all of your insurance needs. And thank you. And I kept talking so you couldn't tell any of the stories.
That's that true. I didn't notice that technique. Filibuster on the Senate floor, like, over there.
Isn't it like a HIPAA thing? Like, you can't talk about things that I did?
Yeah. Take it to the grave.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, good.
Good to know.
Now, this thing happened on the ceiling, and I cannot fully explain how it happened. All right. Marianne, thank you so much.
Thanks,
thank you for
Marianne.
Your family's taking care of me for so long.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. Marianne Viola from Allstate. And let's check in now with Kim Gordon. WGN News is coming up.
Roe, Chicago Fire and Police Marine units have been extremely busy due to conditions on Lake Michigan today.